Men, we all go through seasons in life as men, but what happens in those seasons and how we respond to those seasons makes all the difference in the world. Today, I'm going to help you walk through the seasons of your life and make sure that you're making choices that you will reap a great reward at the end of it.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marked by dust and sweat and blood.
Welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast, sponsored by Mountain Tough Fitness Lab.
It's Equipping Men in 10. Our conviction is to call you into the arena of manhood, call you out of the faceless, nameless bleachers, and call you up to be the best version of you. Because when a man gets it, everyone wins. Enjoy today's episode.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, I discipline my body and make it my slave. You know, we often forget, guys, that God has called us to steward the bodies he gave us so that we'll be ready, healthy, and spiritually dangerous to fight the good fight, whether it's working at your job, serving your God, protecting your bride, or being a great dad to your kids. That's why we're so excited to partner with Mountain Tough Fitness Lab. Mountain Tough Fitness Lab is run by Christian men who are passionate about training you to be your best version and to stay dangerous and ready for God. Join me on my journey by going to mountaintough.com, that's MTNTOUGH, and getting your free 6-week trial when you type in the code ARENA30. You won't be disappointed. Stay dangerous. What type of dad are you? Guys, in my 35 years of ministry, I've noticed that guys basically fall into two categories. And in those categories, there are four types of dad or four phases that you pass through as a dad. We just dropped an amazing quiz to help you discover what type of dad you are. Find out what type of father you are and get our custom resources fit to meet the needs and the questions you are asking. Head on over to menarena.org. Join 20,000 men from around the world and find out the type of dad you are. Men in the Arena Army, we salute you. Guys, welcome to the Men in the Arena podcast. This is Equipping Men in 10, and I'm Jim Ramos, your guide and host, leading you to your best version in that stress bubble of life. Welcome to Spotify's number one podcast for Christian men. Hey guys, I want to jump into a hero story. As you know, this year, we're collecting one hero story a day for the entire year and to celebrate what God is doing in your life. A hero story is simply a story that you have witnessed in your own life or in the life of someone you care about, of transformation. And so this one is number 30 this year. It comes from Tyler, and he says this: about a year and a half ago, I rededicated my life to Jesus. I'm a police officer, so I began searching for Christ-centered podcasts that I could listen to while on patrol. Men in the Arena has helped me stay focused on building my faith and being a better husband and dad. It's greatly helped me to continue working to be the husband that God has called me to be. You guys are making a difference. Hey man, we don't care about our difference, but we care about the difference that you are making. Tyler, you're a hero, bro. And also, we love the Thin Blue Line, man. Thanks for serving and doing what you do. Hey guys, I want to jump into the meat of this podcast. This is something I've been processing, and this is something that I think all of us as men go through, and I'm just calling it the seasons of life and what really happens during that season. And again, guys, the stress bubble is kind of like the enemy, right? And so we're going to build this timeline of your four seasons of life, and we're going to build it around the stress bubble, okay? So season one is simply this. This is what I call the spring season. This is the first season. This is the season of struggling to find your place. This happens before the bubble. This happens from birth until about marriage. So let's just call it 25 to 28, 30 years old. And this is when we try to figure out things. We try to sort out our life. We wrestle and struggle, and we try to find our place in this world. So here are a few areas that we must find our place in during this first spring season of our life. We need to find our place within our family, right? So we all have different positions and roles in our family. We find our place among our peers. This is a season of life. You go to school. How do you interact with your peers? It's really been fun for me. I'm putting together, I'm on the team for our 40th class reunion, and I'm reaching out to I'm one of the guys reaching out to almost 200 of my classmates, and it's been such a journey to interact with my classmates. And just brings me back to those days and how I interacted with my peers and the influence that we have on our peers. And so this is a season when you find your place among your peers and your classmates. It's also a season when you find your place intellectually. You're struggling because this is the time when you're going to school. Most of your schoolwork, most of your education will happen before you're 30 years old. And so this is a great time for you to test your mettle, to struggle academically. Like, I know where I fit intellectually among my peers. I know that I've had to work really hard to get to where I'm at and to really grow in educating myself and becoming what I naturally wasn't. And so this is a time you've struggled through those things. You want to find your place as a young adult in this world. You know, in the church, it seems like there's a dead zone when young men and women leave high school or college and try to figure out their life. This 20-something phase is very, very hard. And this is a place where we, as young adults, find our place in this world and what we will contribute to the world. And then lastly, this is a season where you find the place in someone's heart. Most of us, not that all of us need to or will, but many of us will get married in this season, and this all happens before the stress bubble, and that marriage event, that time when we covenant with the love of our life, with the person that we committed our life to under Jesus, that season launches into phase two. So we move from spring, which is our phase one season. Summer is what I call phase two. This is where spring was a season of struggle to grow and find our place. Summer is a season of surrendering your will. This season will run from 25 years old, around when we get married, and it'll go until we are empty nesters, so probably 50, 55 years old. This is the stress bubble. This is the season where you are in the stress bubble, and the best way, the only way, I would argue, to thrive in the stress bubble. Remember, in that bubble, some people explode and fly all over the place. Some people, you know, the wind just kind of, you know, comes out of them. They just kind of exhale. They just kind of flutter around. Some people just implode. But we want you guys to be like these helium balloons in the stress bubble. We want these men in the arena, to rise above the norm. And in the bubble, for you to do that, you have to surrender your will. And here's what you surrender your will to. You surrender your will for His will. It starts right there. The only way we can ever figure out who we are and why we are here is to radically give our lives to Christ. I've been saying it forever and ever. It's my man theology. It's simple, it's straightforward, it's easy. You need to also surrender your will to serving your bride's heart. I'm not saying you're a slave. I'm not calling you to be bound to your wife. I'm saying that as a man who's Christ to his bride, we are called to serve her heart. That is what we are called to. We need to surrender our heart to serving her heart. And you can unpack what that means in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. We also need to surrender our will to raising our children. This is a season when our kids need us. We are going to be incredibly busy. Life is incredibly full in the bubble. That bubble expands and it stretches us, but we have to put our kids in a priority. God, wife, children. We also need to surrender our will to financially stewarding our family. You know, it's really funny. I know guys that are in their 50s and 60s, they've never been married, they've never had kids. Man, life is easy. They've got all this money. They've got no responsibility. I mean, life is great. But the married man with children, he realizes his resources get spread. You've got kids' soccer. You've got kids' band practice. You've got kids going to their academic decathlon. You've got kids all over the place. You've got a wife, you know, who's got needs, and she's got clothes, and you've got a marriage you've got to take care of. Your money gets spread, and you need to steward it wisely. So surrendering your desire to have all the money, you have to compromise the stewardship and you know, spread that resource out. You need to surrender your will to giving back to your church and community. This is a time when your children are growing up, and it's a phenomenal opportunity for you to pour your life into your children's church programs, into their sports programs, into their community programs. This is the time, in the midst of your busyness, this is the time to do it, because you, my friend, have the skin in the game. I'm older now. My kids are not in sports anymore. So now I'm looking at grandchildren. Maybe I'll help the grandchildren. But you are in the bubble, my friend. And then you need to, during this phase, this whole dad bod thing, I mean, you need to rage against the dad bod. This is a season for you to steward your health. Your family needs you. Your children need you. Your community needs you. They need you to be healthy. They need you to steward your body. They need you to surrender your will to your health. And a lot of times we will, while we're in the bubble, we will drink, smoke, overeat, we'll do things to our bodies to help us deal with the stress while in the bubble. But I'm telling you, we have to invest in our bodies, okay? So spring, it's the time of struggle. Summer is the season of surrender. And fall comes. This is the season of satisfaction. Guys, if you like this episode, and if you're not yet a subscriber to the Men in the Arena podcast, please subscribe now. That helps us move up in the rankings so we can influence more men for Christ. Until next time, feel the wet sand on the arena floor. Hear the deafening roar of the crowd. Taste the sweetness of victory. Smell the stench of battle. Get in the game. Get dirty. Grind it out and be a man.